In Hilchis Pora Aduma, in Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, he brings a halacha as follows. V'teisha Porais Adumes Nasu, 9 Pora Adumas were made, Mishenitztavu b'mitzvah zu, from when they were commanded in this mitzvah, Ad Shechorev Abayis Bashnia, until the second Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he reckons out as follows, where were the Parah Adumas? Rishayna, the first one, Asa Meshe Rabbeinu, was done by Meshe Rabbeinu. Shnia Asa Ezra, the second one, was done by Ezra. V'sheva me Ezra ad Churban Abayis. 7 Parah Adumas were made from the time of Ezra until the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'asiris, and the 10th one, Yase HaMelech HaMashiach, will be made by the Melech HaMashiach. Mehira yigale amen ken yihiratzin. The Rambam ends off that after the Rishayna that was done by Mesha, that's 1. The second one by Ezra. And then 7 from Ezra until the Churban Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, that's altogether 9. The 10th one will be made by Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the Rambam ends off the Perek with the words, Mehira yigale amen ken yihiratzin. Mehira yigale, he should be revealed speedily. Amen. So it be Hashem's will. The source of the Rambam, every halacha in Rambam has a makir. The makir, the source of the Rambam, is a Mishnah in Mishnayis Pura, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Hey. The Rambam, the Mishnah says, Behemshech, in continuation from Mishnah Aleph, where it says that the Kohen, which would be Mazeh the Pura, which he would spritz the water of the Parah Aduma on all the on the Yidden that needed to become toir. So it says that in order to make him toir, mazin alav kol ashiva hayamim mikol achatoyis shahayusham. The Mishnah says in Mishnah Aleph, in Peder Gimel in Parah, that one would spritz on the Kohen that was doing the Aveda of the Parah. One would spritz on him to make him toir for all the 7 days that he was going through his Tara, they would spritz on him mikol hachatoy shoyusham, from the water of all the Parah Adumas that was ever done. Says the Mishnah in Mishnah Hey, leimotzu misheva isin mishesh michamesh me'arba, that what? That if they didn't have from the water of the Parah Aduma of all of the Parah Adumas that were made, then it's enough to have from however many you have. And then the Mishnah says, "Umi asom." And who did all of these Parah Adumas? Says the Mishnah, "Harishena asa Meisha." The first one was done by Meisha. "Vashnia asa Ezra." The second one was done by Ezra. And then there's a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir says 5 were done from Ezra, and the Chachamim say 7 were done from Ezra's times. And the Gemara and the Mishnah reckons out who exactly were the ones that made those 7 Parah Adumas. Now, so we have the 7 Parah Adumas and the first 2. And then we have the Rambam that's added in his halacha based on this Mishnah that the 10th one will be done by Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now, the question is on the Rambam. The Rambam, the Sefer Mishnah Torah, Sefer Ayad HaChazaka, is a Sefer of Halachas, not a history. It's not even Divrei Yimei Yisrael. And therefore, the question is, what difference does it make? What's the nafkamina in a Sefer of Halachas? Why do we need to know the number of the Parah Adumas that were made in the past? Ma'ida hava hava, what has done, what was done has been done. And even more is questionable, the Rambam's last few words. What does he say? V'ha'asiris yase ha'melech ha'mashiach. Mehira yigala amen kein yiratzin. Where does the Rambam get this from? It doesn't say in the Mishnah that we just learned about the 10th Parah Aduma. We learned about the 9, according to Chachamim. Where does it come from that the 10th one is going to be done through Melech HaMashiach? And the actual wording is questionable. What is the Rambam ending off by saying, Mehere yigala amen kein yihiratzin? What are those words? Mashiach should come speedily, amen. So be Hashem's will. Those words are words of a tefillah. a bakasha, a begging, a prayer, a asking from Hashem that Mashiach should come. Why is that in a sefer of halachis? Now, true that in the Rambam has to tell you that there is a din, that a yid has to daven for bias Mashiach. Just like a yid has to daven and ask Hashem for all his necessary things, for the things that he needs. Right? But why does the Rambam himself have to write his own prayer to Hashem that Mashiach should come in his Sefer Halachas? It's not a special halacha. You should daven for Mashiach's coming. This is, the Rambam mentions that the 10th one will be done for Mashiach. And he adds his own tefillah that Mashiach should come quickly. And even if you'd say that the Rambam should, for whatever reason, state a tefillah and a bakasha to Hashem that Mashiach should come, then the place for it is not in Hilchos Parah Aduma. The place for it is in the Sefer HaRambam. At the end of all the 14 Sfarim of the Rambam has in Hilchos Melachim two entire chapters, two entire prakim, which describe the halachas of what it's going to be like when Mashiach is going to come. And therefore, it would have been only befitting that this tefillah should be in those two prakim, and not in this Perek of Parah Aduma. To explain this, we have to look closer and deeper. What is the halacha in Rambam, the way it's different to the way it's brought down in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah we said that the halacha of the din that the Mishnah brings down, the way it reckons out mi asom, who did the Parah Adumas, the first one was done by Moshe, and the second by Ezra, and so on and so forth, that comes behemshech to the din that what, that if the Kohen, that the Kohen that's doing the Parah Aduma needs to be spritzed on by all the previous Parah Adumas. So the Mishnah says, who did the previous Parah Adumas? But by the Rambam, the previous din in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, what we just stated, the halacha that of the Teisha Paras, about the description of the nine Paras Adumas that were made, in that halacha, prior to that, those last few lines, is a different din. And maybe we can see from the continuation of the halacha in the Rambam, maybe a clue to explain what is this description of the Teisha Paras, who did the last nine, the nine Paradumas, and Mashiach's Paraduma, what is it doing in the Rambam? The Rambam's din in Perek Gimel of Paraduma, Halacha Dalet, says as follows, that Shleisha Halakim or Yuchilkim is called Ephra. Every Parah Aduma that was brought, that was sacrificed, they would split the ashes, that was mixed with water, they would split the ashes into three parts. Echad nitan b'cheil, one of them was put in the cheil, a section on Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'echad b'har ha-mishcha, ve'echad mischalik l'chol ha-mishmores. Says the Rambam, Zeshe mischalik l'chol ha-mishmores, the part that was given to the mishmores of the Kohenim, hoyu ha-Kohenim miskatshi mimenu. The Kohenim would use to become pure from it. V'zeshen itim b'har ha-mishcha, and from the third of the ashes that was put on the har ha-mishcha, hayu Yisrael mazin mimenu, all the Yidden, not the Kohenim, all the Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, would use it to to become toy. And then the part that was nitin b'cheil, the part that was stored away in the part of the Beis HaMikdash, on the Har HaBayis, the wall, the cheil, hayomuchon umutzna, that was set there, that was put there to sit and to be put away over there. Shenemar, says the Rambam, it says in the Pasuk, where do we see that a part of the ashes of the Parah Aduma should be put away and kept and stored in a certain place? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'hoysel adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres. One of the Pesukim in Parashat Chukas says, V'hoysel b'nei Yisrael, l'adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres, that it should be a mishmeres. What does a mishmeres mean? A mishmeres means something that we can remember it. It should be guarded. It should be kept. Right? So there, says the Rambam, Melamed shematznin mimenu. This teaches us that they would put it away, they would hide it. V'cheino yematznin me'efer kol paro para she'serfim b'chel. Says the Rambam that they would take from the ashes, a third of the ashes of every parot aduma that was made, they would store it in the chel. And then the Rambam continues and says that Teisha Paris Aduma is Nasu, that they made 10 Paradumas, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra, and then 7, and then Mashiach. So what do we see? That the Rambam is not saying that they had 9 Paradumas to describe something like in the Mishnah what we use the ashes for. No. The Rambam is saying his din all about that we have to put away the ashes of the Paradumma. Right? That the Paradumma should be Lemishmeres. Not just it should be used. What do you need Paradumma ashes for? Hashem gave us the Paradumma ashes for to become toy. That's one usage of the ashes. Then there's a special part of the mitzvah of the Paradumma to put the ashes away, that it should be a Mishmeres. And every single Paradumma that was made, you have to use from its ashes and put it away, l'mishmeres, not just use it to make people tired. So what do we see? A special part of the mitzvah of Paradumma. Nothing to do with the usage of the ashes. The ashes have to be put away. Put away. And in the Lashon of the Rasag, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Paradumma, the Rasag says, upara l'mishmeres batoder. That constantly there has to be the inyan of the ashes of the Paradumma, l'mishmeres. It has to be bayidin, guarded the whole time. Now, maybe according to this, we can explain why the Rambam brings the description of the 9 pares after he says the din that the ashes have to be l'mishmeres, have to be guarded and kept in the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Rambam wants to tell you and prove to you that this constant obligation to have the ashes of the Parah Adumah guarded and put away and kept by Yidden, the Rambam wants to actually tell you that this was kept by the Yidden throughout all generations. That since day one, since Moshe Rabbeinu gave the mitzvah, there has always been a paraduma. Moshe Rabbeinu made a paraduma, and then Ezra made a paraduma, and then there were 9 paras from Ezra until the Churban Bayis Sheni, to show you that the din that the Efer HaPara has to be the Mishmeres was actually implemented. There was always ashes that were kept. That means this mitzvah, the part of the mitzvah of Paraduma, to keep the ashes of the Paraduma, was kept by Yidden throughout all generations. Till the Churban Bayis Sheni. Where do we find such a thing that the Rambam has to bring an example of how the Yidden actually kept a certain mitzvah? So we find an example in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when the Rambam says, the development of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam starts off speaking about the Mishkan. That you should know that first Moshe Rabbeinu built a Mishkan in the Midbar. And then it went to Gilgal, and then to Shiloh, and then to Neven Given, and ultimately it ended up in Yerushalayim in the times of Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, when it was built on Har HaBayis. So the question is, also over there, Maida Hava Hava, what has been done, has been done. What difference does it make to the mitzvah and the halacha of building a Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam is a Sefer Halacha saying that we have to, it's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. So why does the Rambam have to describe, yes, it was done by Moshe and a Mishkan, and then so on and so forth, the whole development of events. So the explanation is, like we said, the Rambam wants to show that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash was kept throughout all time. Where is the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash stated in the Chumash? In the Pasuk of Pashas Truma, V'asu li mikdash, V'shachanti b'seicham. V'asu li mikdash, learns the Rambam, that is the tzivoy of the Hashem to the Yidden to have a mikdash at all times. Even before the Yidden came in Teretz Yisrael. And the Rambam wants to show that they kept it. Who did they keep it through? So Moshe Rabbeinu started off with the Mishkan, and then there was the Mishkan moved to Gilgal, and so on and so forth, until the Beis HaMikdash. So going back to what we're saying, so the Rambam over here has brought out that the Yidden kept this tzivui of having the Efer HaPara, Lemishmeres, by the Parah Adumas that were done throughout all times from Moshe Rabbeinu until the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now we can maybe also explain why the Rambam brings his edition of the Ha'asiris Yaseh HaMelech HaMashiach. Why does Rambam want to say that there's a tenth one that's going to be done by Mashiach Tzidkenu? Because that's also Negev, where we see that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and we'll have, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have the ability to bring a Parah Aduma, so then we will also bring a Parah Aduma. V'asiris yaseh HaMelech HaMashiach. To keep the mitzvah that constantly, the Efer HaParah should be l'mishmeres in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe this will also give us a clue in why the Rambam is saying the addition at the end, Meheira Yigala Amin Keiratzin. Why is the Rambam asking a tefillah that Mashiach should come quickly? Maybe because of the same thing. Because there's a chiyuv tmidi, a constant chiyuv that there should be the ashes of the parah, lemishmer is kept by Yidin. No, so now we don't have a base of mitzvah. We're not able to keep that tzivut. So the mitzvah itself demands, so to say, as if to say, it demands that Mashiach should come. So we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of keeping the ashes of the Parah Aduma lemishmeres. When will we be able to do that? When Mashiach comes. So it's demanding the inyan of the coming of Mashiach. Meheira Yigala, that he should come quickly, because every minute that we don't have the ashes of the Parah kept by Yidden, so we're missing in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of lemishmeres, that there should always be those ashes. One could learn like this. However, the style, the way the Rambam writes and ends off, Meheira Yigala Amin Kein Yiratzin, that Mashiach should come already, looks like it's a bakasha and a tefillah. It's a davening. We're begging Hashem that Mashiach should come. And the original question of how does that fit into a halacha comes back. And therefore, one must say that with this few words, the Rambam is actually teaching us an inyan of halacha. And the Rambam has this way of teaching halachas in a diok haloshen. He can say a word and he means to refer to a certain halacha. And over here also, that the Rambam brings this tefillah that Mashiach should come and puts it not at the end of his Sefer in Hilchus Malachim, in the Halachas where he speaks about Melech Mashiach. But Dafke in Hilchus Parah Aduma, where the whole issue of Mashiach comes, just by the way, just mentioned that the 10th one is going to be done by Mashiach, this itself actually teaches us an inyan in Halacha. What could this be? So the explanation is as follows. If one has a look at the Chiyuv, the obligation of a Yid to believe in the coming of Mashiach. If we have a look in the Rambam, in Sefer Shaftim, in Hilchus Melachim, the Rambam that we mentioned before, where the Rambam speaks about Mashiach. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, begins the description that Mashiach is going to come. He's going to be returning the Malchus David, and he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, bring the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael, and all the mitzvahs that were done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash will come back. We'll have Karbanis being brought, and we'll do Shmita and Yevil, as it says in the Torah. Says the Rambam this Lashon, V'chol mi she'enei ma'amin bo'i, anyone that does not believe in him, oi, or mi she'enei mechakeh l'biyasei, someone that does not wait and anticipate his coming, not just is he denying in the nevuah of all other nevi'im, he's denying and he's kefir in the Torah and in Moshe Rabbeinu. Because clearly in the Torah is made, testifies in Mashiach's coming, as the Rambam carries on quoting many psukim in the Torah of where Mashiach's coming is prophesied. Now, Let's think about those two terms that the Rambam said. Kol mi she'ini ma'amin boi, oy mi she'ini mechake lebiyosei. There's a difference between the belief in the coming of Mashiach and the mechake lebiyosei, the anticipating and the waiting and the hoping that Mashiach should come. And we see that the Rambam writes them equally and clearly, that it's both of them are from the fundamental beliefs of a Yid, which if he doesn't believe in this, he's kafir, bateiro b'meisha rabbeinu. That what? He has to believe in the coming of Mashiach, and he has to anticipate and wait and hope that Mashiach is going to come. Now, just like it's obvious that the belief in Mashiach, the belief that Mashiach is going to come, is a belief that is constant. We always, the entire time, believe that Mashiach is coming. The same thing in the anticipation and the waiting for Mashiach to come, it's also a chiyuv tmidi, a constant obligation for a yid to the entire time look forward to and wait and hope that Mashiach is going to come. As we say in davening, every single day, three times a day, Lishu'ascha kivinu kol hayayim. Hashem, we anticipate and we wait your salvation kol hayayim, all day. All day means the entire time. How does a person wait and anticipate and hope out, look out for something? That is, if he has a tremendous feeling that without it, he's missing. When does a Yid wait and hope for the coming of Mashiach? When he feels that without Mashiach, he's missing. And the entire time, he's waiting and he desires and he wants and he feels that I need Mashiach. Without Mashiach, I'm missing. Now, someone that's in such a situation, a Yid that is waiting and hoping and can't wait for Mashiach to come, the whole time he's looking forward, when's Mashiach going to come, for the coming of Mashiach. When he comes across a mentioning of Mashiach, he mentions Mashiach. Even if he mentions it, by the way, then he can't just ignore it and just mention it without it awakening in him feelings of looking forward to and aspiring to it and anxiously awaiting it. As soon as he mentions it, that's what he feels. Now, when a Yid feels that he needs something and he's missing something, you have to daven for it. It's a mitzvah for every Yid, the mitzvah of tefillah. The mitzvah of tefillah, like the Rambam clearly describes, what is the chiyuv, when is a Yid obligated, midraisa, to daven to Hashem, when he needs something. She'elas tzrochav, it's the requesting Hashem for your needs. So when a Yid is looking forward and waiting and hoping for Mashiach to come, and he mentions Mashiach, even by the way, that causes him tremendous hope and full of wish that Mashiach should come already, and therefore he needs to daven straight away that I want Mashiach to come quickly. And this is exactly what the Rambam is teaching us, with putting in at the end of this halacha the words Mehera Yigala, stressing the Mehera, speedily Mashiach should be revealed. And where does the Rambam put it? In a place that the Rambam mentions Mashiach, by the way. Where is Mashiach mentioned over here? That the 10th Parah Aduma will be done by Mashiach. We're not speaking about davening for Mashiach. We're speaking about 10th Parah Aduma. Who will it be done by? Mashiach. Oh, a Yid feels that he mentioned Mashiach straight away. He feels, oh, I want Mashiach to come already. I can't wait for Mashiach's coming. That's why the Rambam writes straight away, Meheira Yigala Amin Ken Yiratzin. That Mashiach should be revealed quickly, so be Hashem's will, to teach us this halacha. And obviously we can't ask, so if the Rambam writes it here, why didn't he write it every time it says Mashiach in the entire Sefer of Rambam? Because that's understood very well. Because the Rambam is a Sefer of halacha, and all he needs to teach you the halacha one time. The Rambam isn't going to go in his Sefer. Obviously when he mentioned Mashiach, yes, he davened for Mashiach to come every time, true. But it doesn't have to be mentioned in halacha more than once. Yet, one can still explain why Taka did the Rambam choose this halacha of Parah Aduma to be the place where the Rambam teaches this halacha that a Yid has to ask Hashem for Mashiach when he mentions Mashiach. And that is because the dinim of Pora Aduma have a similarity, according to the explanations of Chassidus, with the idea of Golus and Gula, exile and redemption. And the explanation is as follows. The entire inyan of Golus, of exile, is in Ruchnius, in spiritual level, a matzav of a state of Tumas Mes, like someone that is Tomei, impure. Obviously, besides for the fact of the Alpipashad, we are now in the time of Golus, we are Tomei Mason. But also in Ruchnius, what it means is that Golus, why are we in Golus? Like we say in the davening, Mipnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'artzenu. It's because of our sins that we're in Golus. What is a sin? What is a chet? What is an aveira? It says in the pasuk, "Va'atem hadveikim ba'Hashem elekeichem chayim kulchem ayin." When one is cleaving, davuk ba'Hashem elekeichem and Hashem, then it's chayim kulchem ayin. It's life, and an aveira is the opposite. So the idea of golus, the idea that was brought, the golus, the exile that was brought about through aveira, is the idea of tumah. The Efer HaPora, the Pora Aduma, the ashes that bring the Tara, the purity of the Tuma of Tumas Meis, that is a remez on the Geula of the Golus. The state of becoming pure from being separate from Hashem to becoming reconnected and cleaving to Hashem, the Ha'atem Advekim Hashem Elekechem Chayim. And therefore we can understand why in the Nevuah Sagula, there's a pasuk, V'zorakti aleichem mayim teirim utahartem. Hashem uses a phrase called V'zorakti aleichem mayim teirim that will pour on the Yidin mayim teirim, pure waters, and he will purify them as that shows on the Geula. Because the Geula is the same idea as the spritzing of the Pora Aduma waters, which purifies those that are impure, and may we truly merit speedily in our days the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And as the Rambam finishes off, Mehera Yigole, Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzin.